The Puzzle-Headed Girl by Christina Stead.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The first novella is entitled The Puzzle-Headed Girl. Debrett liked his job in the old-style German bank in Broad Street. But he soon saw that the partner's sons were coming into the firm, and he could not rise far. So he joined three friends of his, Arthur Good, Tom Zero, and Saul Scott, who had just formed the Farmers Utilities Corporation. And they were all in their early 20s. It was a new office building, scarcely completed, built like a factory. Everything was in contrast with the German bank's offices, smelling of old wood, the ink and grease of ledges, hair oil and dust, crumbling bindings. Here the elevator opened into carpeted offices. There was a waiting room with soft leather seats, photographs of farms, farmers, and machinery, a doorman, a pretty girl receptionist, an outer office with busy clerks. The uniformed doorman, Fisher, was a retired policeman who looked like a fine old small-town banker and could be useful as a bouncer. The head clerk was Saul Scott's secretary, Vera Day, who was studying law, and the head typist was Maria Magna, businesslike, impatient. One November Saturday afternoon, working overtime, they sent out for lunch. The paper cups were still on the desks.